which is in heaven, and to his darling son Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary. Amen. The song says, what is this that got me feeling so good right now? What is this that won't just let me hold my peace? It makes me want to run on anyhow and tell somebody about this man that I know who's in the saving business. I want to know, do you know that man this morning? The man who's in the saving business. For the people of old would say that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, oh, where would I be? I can truly attest to you today, my brothers and sisters, that I've been through some things. But I can say thank God that I made it through. If it had not been for the Lord on my side and someone praying for me when I wasn't praying for myself. How many of you believe this morning that prayer changes things? I say, how many of you believe this morning that prayer changes things? Praise God, praise God. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Now, I would like to start off by saying on tomorrow, we will be celebrating Father's Day. And I would just like to give a great big happy Father's Day to everyone from New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. We're coming to you live from KAYT FM Radio 88.1. Praise God. Amen. And I want to invite you to come and fellowship with us. We have services every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And also we have Bible study on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You're more than welcome to come and fellowship with us and share it with us in our worship experience. Amen. Amen. Because New Pilgrim is the church where everybody is somebody. There are no big eyes and no little U's. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come one. Come all. Looking forward to seeing you in the place. Amen. Now, I would like to share with you a little particular passage of scripture that comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, which states, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now, I would like to send that particular message out to all the men, all the fathers for Father's Day, amen, encouraging them to stay strong in the Lord, amen, and don't let nothing, because we all know that as we experience life and live life on day-to-day terms, that we go through some things. Sometimes the things we go through are not always good. Because we have to deal with the bad times, the hard times, the sad times, the trials and the tribulations of life. We go through some things, but as we going through, let us continue to call upon the name of the Lord. For remember in Proverbs 18 and 10, it tells us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. So let us continue to call upon the name of the Lord and let nothing, I say, and let nothing that can come up against us separate us from the love of God. Because we are here for God's glory, so let us continue to be about our Father's business. Even though the devil is trying to steal our joy, even though the devil is trying to take away our peace, even though the devil don't want to see you happy, still hold on to God's unchanging hand, and everything, I say everything, will be all right. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Amen. I would like to start off with a little prayer. Amen. And this prayer is for the men of the world today. Oh, Heavenly Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father God of Israel, Gentiles, and all nations. Here it is that the men of the world today have come before you boldly in the name of Jesus to the throne of grace, asking you once more and again to have mercy upon us. Father God, we stand here today as we approach Father's Day, wishing you a happy Father's Day as well. And we do this because we recognize you as the Father of all fathers. For you is our Heavenly Father. In fact, you is our God. And you are the only God that we put our trust in. Oh Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus, because in your word it tells us that no man can come to the Father except through the Son. At this time, we thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, I'm talking about that man named Jesus, to die and shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins. Dear Lord, we come as the men of the world today, asking that you continuously manifest the Holy Spirit inside of us, so that we will continuously grow in your knowledge as we yearn to have a closer walk with thee and personal relationship with you. So we ask that your presence continuously abide with us and in us. Teach us, O Lord, how to be true men of God and to become a strong pillar in the community that will stand like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that shall not be moved. And allow us to be a strong pillar in the community as well. Father God, for we desire to be a leader that will lead your people unto you and teach people about your ways and your will. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you continuously reveal your purpose, and through the process, you give us the strength and the necessary courage that we need in order to step into the role and fulfill the destiny that you have already preordained for us. Father God, we pray that you bless us right now. We pray that you bless our homes right now. We pray that you bless our wives right now. We pray that you bless our children right now. We pray that you bless our jobs right now. We pray that you bless us as we travel along the dangerous highways. We pray that you bless our comings and our goings. We pray that you bless all of our endeavors. And at the same time, we thank you, O Lord, for being God all by yourself. We thank you, God, for being a good God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you for allowing your word to go forth, which we consider to be the bread of life that nourishes our soul. Oh Lord, we thank you. Oh Lord, we lift up everyone that's within the sound of my voice, asking that you continuously be a hedge of protection around them so that evil can't do them no harm. We pray that you utilize us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, as your vessel to be kingdom builders for your kingdom. Oh Lord, we just thank you right now. Oh Lord, we just praise you right now. Oh Lord, we magnify you right now. Oh Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Just asking all these blessings. Oh Father God, continue to bless us. Continue to bless us, oh Heavenly Father. And Father God, at the same time, we will bless you. Oh Father God, we ask all these blessings and more in your darling Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now. Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now. We just give you praise because you've been just that good. For like I said earlier, the people of old would say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, oh well, oh well, would I be? And remember, Romans 8, verses 38 and 39 say, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So don't let nothing, no one, come between you, your relationship, and your fellowship with God. Because God is my everything. God is my all in all. And again, my brothers and sisters, I would like to extend an invitation for you to come and fellowship with us at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. Every Sunday morning worship at 9 o'clock. Located at 1623 McHenry. That's McHenry. Here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Y'all ought to give the Lord a hand of praise. If you're driving and you can't clap your hand, just say amen, amen. Remember that songwriter say, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. Hey, I come to clap my hands, and I come to shout for joy. Oh, Lord, how many of you feel like praising him right now? God is an awesome God. God is a mighty God. God is. Oh, yes, he is. So again, I would just like to say, Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. Amen. And also to the fathers to be. And I want to encourage the fathers to be a role model for the fathers to be. Let these young people know what it's really all about in being a true man and a man of God. Praise God Almighty. Give him some praise right now. What is this?
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee. Let it
are just a release. Of the pain sorrow grieving. Your tears
we my feet.
Can you hear you?
101.1.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those